It's a Mason show. Mason show. Fixing Eagles mini episode. What's up, gigglers? Welcome back.
Oh, sorry.
I thought I'd try something new. Okay, all right. Not good. All right, no good.
No, go ahead. Sorry, start over. And take two. Go ahead.
What's up, gigglers? Welcome back to another episode of Just for Fixing Giggles. I'm your host, Gustav.
And I'm Kat.
I think Kat didn't like my intro.
Have you been sitting on that for a while? Did it just come?
No, that literally just popped into my head.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, we'll see if it sticks.
Yeah. Listeners, let us know if you think that's funny.
Yeah, let us know in the comments down below.
Actually,
or maybe,
you know what? Segway. What? Drop us a line at fixinggiggles@gmail.com. Please write in with your comments.
Please.
Let's get right to it. Our first segment, mail time. Do-do-do. Yeah, spoilers. We have none.
Yeah.
Again.
So. Hey, this is a mini-sode. It's a mini-sode.
I know. But, you know.
We get a pass. We can get a pass.
But please, 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 please write in.
Please, I'm begging you.
If you don't write in, I will...
Oh.
Give me a dare, Kat. What's a...
Oh, a dare?
Yeah, if nobody writes in next week, I will do something.
Next week. If nobody if nobody writes in by the next time we record, I dare Gustav to vote for Trump.
No! Don't you okay, all right, folks, that's it. That's the ultimatum. American democracy depends on you.
Yeah. We're gonna do you really want Gustav supporting a criminal? Well, they're both. We don't need to get into
that. A convicted felon.
Yeah, a convicted felon. A
freshly convicted felon.
Thank God. Fresh off the.
Fresh off the gavel.
Polls.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey. All right. Well, that was a good mail time segment.
Are we going to do Muppet time for this? We already know. Okay.
I mean, unless you just want to tell me the name of a Muppet.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of one we haven't done already.
Jesus. Okay. Yeah.
Slow
and steady.
Fuck. I can't remember. Like, I'm trying to think of a deeper just cut.
Say Gonzo.
I was thinking Gonzo. Crazy.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Gustav, that's crazy. I love Gonzo.
I really was thinking that. I was like, Gonzo? Should I say Gonzo?
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
Okay. There's our Muppet for the week. For the episode. Okay. All right. So we're back at it again here with another installment of Social Skills by 305
Everyone's
Unreal.
Favorite. Yeah. Shout out 305 Unreal.
Shout out 305 Unreal.
Yeah. I guess I'm reading today.
You may call yourself unreal, but you are a real one in our hearts.
God, you're terrible today. God. All right. Well, we're on chapter 6, man. We're on chapter 6.
Chapter 6. Let me pull it up.
Isn't that kind of crazy? Oh, do you need the link? I got it.
Yeah, send me the link. It'll take me too long to, like, search for it. I should really keep it
bookmarked.
You
know, I have it bookmarked.
I should keep it bookmarked.
Because I'm a real fan, you know?
Visit site. Okay, here we go.
Let me know when you're there.
Yeah, I'm good.
You
okay,
good?
I got it now. Yeah.
All right. Okay, guys, your favorite reader is taking over today. So we have, as we all know, Social Skills by the one and only 305 Unreal.
Woo!
And we're on. Yeah, woo! We're on chapter 6. And the notes say, belated shout out to Alexa Delta and Fixin' Giggles.
Yo.
Leonard would be grateful for you two sticking up for him. Any day, Leonard, any day. Adamari, 2001. Percy Jackson, 2021. Wait for the eventual chess matches. And Fia, 055. Katarina and Gustav are some fun OCs. Glad they're a hit. Oh, yeah, brother.
Oh, yeah.
They're very popular. They're very popular, I'm sure. All right, so without further ado, let's take it away. Oh God, who the fuck is this? Okay, well we're in Sheldon Land. I think this is just gonna do.
I'm guessing this is, it's George. George.
Oh, oh, George the father. Oh, thank God, we haven't had him in a while.
Yeah.
Oh fuck! How did? Hey pal, playing with your rockets? God. Oh, dude, I feel bad now. We're speaking ill of the dead.
Yeah, you're right. We're making light.
Even though I think he's technically dead in Big Bang Theory, so it's like, you know.
It's canon.
Anyways, well, let's take a moment event. Of silence for. Yeah. Let's take a moment of silence for George. Okay, on that note, I'm gonna start over.
Hey pal, playing with the rockets?
Without looking away from his experiment in the garage, Sheldon raises an eyebrow, mimicking an exquisitive Spock.
Inquisitive.
I'm trying.
What did I say?
Inquisitive, you said.
What the fuck is that a word?
No, you like combined exquisite and inquisitive together.
Well, you know what? I just think Sheldon is exquisite. So, excuse me. Mimicking an inquisitive Spock.
I'm trying to calculate ballistic coefficients.
There's a pause where his dad tries to parse what's just said, but then,
well, that's fun too. Listen, I don't have to work this weekend. I was wondering if you wanted to do something together. Oh, let's fucking go.
Like what?
The preteen asks suspiciously. When George tells him to choose,
I'm sorry,
Sheldon
who?
And oh, I'm sorry. When George tells him to choose. Sheldon initially proposes changing the filter on his air purifier or visiting Sears.
Shout out Sears.
The real one. Shout out Sears.
Rest in peace, Sears.
R.I.P. However, George recommends a more active option, such as going camping. Camping and all had been a nightmare last year, and Sheldon is vehement against repeating it.
Sure.
Oh, no correction on that one?
It's vehement, but...
Vehement, I've heard it both ways. After George promises it won't be like that, Sheldon has a more active idea.
There is the launching of the space shuttle this weekend.
Yo, no way, they're gonna go to Florida. Let's go.
Oh, dude, that's where I am. Well, not right now.
That's where I used to live.
Right now,
yeah.
That's where I live right now. Yeah, you and I traded places.
Yeah.
Space shuttle? Don't they do those out of Florida?
Although it's a 14 to 15 hour drive from Medford to Cape Canaveral.
That sounds about right. Texas.
George.
Real. George agrees to take him. Dude, that's a real father right there.
Yeah.
You know, one time my dad drove me and my brother to Barnes & Noble for the Diary of a Wimpy Kid book release.
Nice.
Yeah, it was the purple one. What's that one? The Ugly Truth?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. They gave out popsicles.
Nice. Was the man himself there, Greg Heffley?
No, dude. Oh, I thought you meant Jeff Kinney.
No, I didn't mean Jeff Kinney.
oh, God. I hope that wasn't him. I hope he wasn't a Greg. But no, he wasn't. Which was, I mean, like, it's fine.
It's still fun.
I made peace with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was still fun. Like, obviously, it's still, like, in my mind, but whatever. So, when the man leaves for the kitchen to share the news with Georgie, Sheldon picks up his discarded notebook. Date, October, scratched out 22, scratched out 24, scratched out 27, 30.
He's so real for that.
Real, honestly. Okay. Oh, God.
Ahem.
Dear Leonard, I suppose I should apologize for writing you so late in the system. However, given your lackluster adherence to write and respond persuasion,
damn.
I decided you likely would not have any negative opinions regarding a skip in the continuum. A lot has happened since we last talked. In regards to the survey depicted in your last letter, it seems your sister is a subscriber to the Tiger Beat magazine. My sister possesses the same issue, and I would not be against getting to know you better through a quiz designated... To better understand someone. I don't care much for gum. However, I have conducted extensive research on the sensory experiences of different types of gum flavors. Minty gum is preferred over fruity or cinnamon gum for several reasons. Firstly, minty gum provides a refreshing and invigorating sensation in the mouth. The coolness of the mint activates sensory receptors on the tongue, creating a feeling of cleanliness and alertness. This can be especially beneficial for individuals who may struggle with sensory processing or need a quick pick-me-up throughout the day. Additionally, the strong flavor of mint can help mask unpleasant odors, making it a popular choice for combating bad breath. By stimulating saliva production and promoting good oral hygiene, minty gum can help maintain a fresh and clean mouth environment. Dude, this is like a paid sponsor.
I know, it was like sponsored by Wrigley's, bro.
Bro, fucking for real. Furthermore, the menthol compounds found in minty gum have been shown to have potential cognitive benefits, such as improving focus and concentration. This can be particularly advantageous
for sound it out, very good.
Thank you. For individuals who may have difficulty staying attentive or engaged in tasks.
Sidebar, I'm going to cut in. Sorry, this reminded me, like, when I was back in, like, grade school, like, whenever we had our...
And you were learning about Pompeii.
And we were learning about Pompeii, yeah. Actually, precisely then, when I was taking, like, standardized tests in, like, grade two, they would always let us have, like, a peppermint whenever we took them.
Yes, yes,
did they do that
yes.
for you, too?
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Yes, they would, the teacher...
Would pass out, like, the little round peppermints, right?
Yep. Oh, God, those were the days. Bring it back.
Bring it back, yeah.
Come on, Biden's America. Okay, anyways. As for drinking after another person, I understand the importance of maintaining personal hygiene and protecting oneself from harmful bacteria and viruses.
Pop off.
When one person drinks from a shared cup, bottle, or container, they are transferring their saliva and potentially dangerous germs to the item. These germs can easily be transmitted to the next person who drinks from the same item, increasing the risk of illness and infection. Even if the other person is a family member, such as a sibling, it is still crucial to practice proper hygiene and avoid sharing drinks. I'm honestly shocked he did not become a dentist.
Yeah, he would have been. He could have been a good dentist.
He would have been a hell of a spokesperson for, like, fucking Christ.
Flossing.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Flossing.
You know he does that shit twice a day.
Yeah, flossing promoter number one, dude.
Literally. Put him on the box. Siblings may have different hygiene habits or may be carriers of harmful bacteria without even realizing it. By refusing to drink after another person, I am taking proactive measures to protect my own health and prevent the spread of germs. After careful analysis and data collection, I have found that the waffle cone is the optimal way to eat ice cream. Real?
Real, yeah.
The waffle cone provides a sturdy and delicious vessel for the ice cream.
Indeed.
Allowing for easy consumption without any mess or hassle. The sugar cone, while similar to the waffle cone in function, lacks the structural integrity and flavor profile of the waffle cone.
So true. It tastes like fucking styrofoam, dude.
Damn, okay.
Or cardboard.
Have you had that before?
The sugar cone? Oh, yeah. Yeah, like those cheap...
Oh, no, dude. Cardboard.
Oh, cardboard? not on purpose. I have, like... You ever, like... If you have, like, a... Maybe it's not cardboard, but, like, paper. Like, if you have, like, a paper wrapped around, like, a burrito, and you accidentally bite down too far as you're eating it?
No. No, because I pay attention.
Oh, okay. Then I'm just stupid.
I'm not careless like you.
Yeah, I'm just...
I mean...
Yeah,
you said it on me.
My sloppy ass. I've taken bites. Yeah, I'd be taking bites to paper by accident. I'm not... I'll admit it.
Okay. Who among us? You know, who among us? Among us?
Among us!
The cup or bowl, on the other hand, does not provide the same tactile and sensory experiences as the cones. I must approach your last question with an objective and analytical perspective. The best thing sold in a spray can be determined?
Can. Spray can be... can. Spray can be.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. The best thing sold in a spray can be determined by several factors such as utility, nutritional value, safety, and environmental impact, King. Whipped cream may seem like an enjoyable treat, but it is lacking in nutritional value and is primarily used for indulgence rather than practicality. Cheese Whiz, on the other hand, has a higher caloric content and may provide more sustenance, but it also contains additives and preservatives that may not be ideal for health. Paint, while useful for artistic purposes and home improvement projects, can be toxic if inhaled or ingested and may have negative environmental impacts if not disposed of properly. Air fresheners may seem like a harmless and convenient product, but it can contain chemicals that may be harmful to human health and the environment. Therefore, in my scientific analysis, the objectively best thing sold in a spray can would be air freshener, as it serves a practical purpose of masking odors and freshening up a space without the potential health and environmental risks associated with the other options. I must confess that I had my doubts when initially reading through this survey. I expected nothing but girlish teenage drivel, but I was pleasantly surprised to have the opportunity to use my cognitive and analytical skills. I am not opposed to continue this game. Allow me to continue directly from the magazine on my end. Ahem. Which of these would you like most right now? Puppies in your lap with a puppy emoji. A massage with hand open emoji. An ice cream sundae with an ice cream sundae emoji. Which would you rather do with your best friend? Go out to dinner? See a movie? Active hobby? Jesus. Active hobby slash exercise? Hang out at home. Which of these is your favorite food? Pizza? Sushi? Burger slash fries? Tacos? Oh, which company's shareholder conference call would you rather eavesdrop on? Disney's? Claire's? Sears? Radio Shack's? And lastly, which would you rather have? $1 million in the bank? An extra hour in every school night? An extra 3 hours on each weekend day? Do you want to answer these real quick?
Yeah, we should answer before we move on. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so which would you rather, which would you like most right now? Bitch, I'm waiting. Speak
Cat
up.
Cat hung up. Cat, you hung up.
Gustav, where did you go? Cat, I did not hang up.
You left the you left the chat, or did it kick you?
It kicked me. Oh my god,
so weird.
I'm still recording though.
Okay, yeah, I was like I was like silent for a couple seconds, and then I was like, "Cat, you hung up." Yeah.
Okay, behind the scenes moment. Haha, that's wild. Okay, well, I started roasting you a little bit.
What? Why? Because I didn't say anything.
Yes.
Sorry.
I said something like "bitch" today. Okay, that's fine.
Do you want me to go first?
Okay, Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I didn't answer.
Okay. That, okay.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry.
I'm definitely going to leave that in, by the way, because that's hilarious.
Please.
Okay. All right. Which of these would you like most right now? Between puppies in your lap, a massage, and an ice cream sundae? Right now, I mean, it's kind of hot in my apartment. I would love an ice cream sundae. But I think overall, I think I would always want puppies.
Oh.
So yeah, I'm going to go puppies.
Okay, I was gonna pick massage. I'm really tense these days.
Okay, that's fair.
Thank you. Which would you rather do with your best friend? Let's say, I don't know, me? Which would you rather do with
me? I know you would want to go see a movie, for sure.
Okay, bitch. All right.
That's not a roast. I'm just saying.
No,
that's your hobby,
dude. Put words in my mouth. Why don't you?
That's your hobby, dude.
I feel like
the thing that you and I did most was, like, hang out, I mean, quote, at home. We were usually just, like, in, like, the dorm building together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but I still think that's the best thing to do with any of my friends. I have the most fun doing that, like, playing games and play video games and shit.
Yeah. I would probably pick hang out at home because then I could turn a movie on.
True. Yeah, best of both worlds. There you go.
Hey, God bless. Which of these is your favorite food?
I think I'm going to go with sushi. I always fuck with sushi.
That's where I am right now, especially now that I'm not, like, having allergy problems with it.
That's
anymore.
Good, yeah. Now you can actually enjoy
so, like,
it.
It's like a win. Oh, I love this one. Which company's shareholder conference call would you rather eavesdrop on?
I would love to go back in time and hear, like, right as Sears was, like, going under. I want to hear that shit. I would love to hear that.
I think I would pick Disney because this would probably be around the time Euro Disney was happening.
Oh, true, yeah.
And that was like a fucking train wreck.
Yeah.
That being said, I love Euro Disney right now. I went in 2019.
Yeah.
All right, and then which would you rather have? You're a fucking chump if you don't pick $1 million.
Yeah, it's like
in the
obviously
bank.
$1 million, dude.
Like, yeah, like, okay.
Like, as a kid, you might say more time on the weekend just to, like, go outside and play or whatever. But I think kids would say $1 million. Yeah.
No, 100%. As a child, I would have said $1 million. I'm not a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
That being said, Leonard, if you pick a different answer, I'm not going to judge you.
Watch him pick the objectively worst answer, which is an extra hour on every school night. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
More time to do homework? Like,
ooh. Well, you know they love that. Sorry, that's probably a...
Yeah, they do love homework. Yeah, the fucking nerds.
All right,
let's read Sheldon's answers.
Okay, yeah. And to answer question one, I would choose the ice cream sundae. The sensory experience of tasting different flavors and textures in the ice cream, toppings, and sauces would provide a stimulating and enjoyable experience for my heightened senses. Additionally, the cold temperature of the ice cream would offer a refreshing sensation that can help me regulate my emotions and focus more effectively on my studies. Although, I don't care for the wording on the second question, I would prefer to hang out at home with my best friend. This way we can engage in intellectually stimulating activities, such as conducting scientific experiments.
Oh yeah, that's definitely what
coding
I would
computer games. You would do experiments?
Oh yeah.
What would you make, elephant toothpaste?
Yeah. You make fun, but that shit is cool. You can't lie.
I've never done it, but I love watching YouTube videos of it.
Yeah, it's fucking yeah.
I would throw down some elephant toothpaste.
Hell yeah.
Or solving mathematical puzzles. Additionally, being in a familiar environment would reduce sensory overload and allow for better focus and communication between us.
Real.
Plus, I can showcase my research projects and share my discoveries with my friend in a comfortable and safe setting.
Also real.
Frankly, I'm unsure who I would... Oh, you mean 305 Unreal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring it back. Frankly, I'm unsure who I would constitute as my best friend. But in either case, i.e. you or Tam, what my answer would be the same. For the third question, I must examine all aspects of the various food options in order to determine my favorite. Based on nutritional content, paste tofile.
Yeah.
Taste profile and overall appeal, I have concluded that pizza is my favorite food out of the choices presented. The combination of carbohydrates, protein, and vegetables in a well-balanced pizza provides a satisfying meal that fulfills my dietary needs. Additionally, the diverse flavors and textures of the toppings make pizza a versatile and enjoyable option for any occasion. While I do appreciate the simplicity and convenience of peanut butter jelly sandwiches and home-cooked meals, the complexity and variety of pizza ultimately wins out as my top choice.
I mean, I think he might be right that pizza might be the best because I feel like you do have slightly more options than you do.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, you can always change the toppings.
Yeah. Sushi, I mean, like, there's obviously a bunch of different rolls that you can get.
Sure.
But, yeah, I feel like pizza is very versatile, so. I'm still not going to change my answer, but.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
But I definitely respect the. Pizza's probably my second favorite of those, for sure, for that reason.
Okay, sir. You don't have to defend yourself to me, Gustav. It's fine.
I'm telling Sheldon that I agree with him. Okay.
Oh. Sorry. I didn't know you were on close terms with him. Question four is the easiest to answer. The most intriguing shareholder conference call for me to eavesdrop on would be Radio Shack. With the rise of personal technology and electronics, Radio Shack's conference call would likely touch on cutting-edge advancements in consumer electronics and potential partnership opportunities with tech companies. As I'm interested in science and technology, I would be fascinated by discussions on new products, market trends, and innovations in the electronics industry. Plus, Radio Shack's conference call may offer valuable insights into the future of technology and its impact on society, providing me with a unique learning experience that aligns with my intellectual curiosity and passion for scientific discovery. Oh my fucking god.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I read ahead of this too. Sorry. I was like, oh my
sorry.
God, dude. Yeah.
I read ahead. As for the final question, I would definitely choose to have an extra hour in every school night over having $1 million in the bank or an extra 3 hours
nerd
on each weekend.
Nerd. Loser. Yeah.
Boo. Boo. I hear a foghorn. Boo.
Ooga.
Oh.
This choice is grounded in the principle of maximizing my potential for knowledge acquisition. Dude, this fucking loser.
Yeah.
Sorry, we love you, Shelly. And intellectual growth. With an extra hour in every school night, I would be able to dedicate more time to studying and exploring new topics. This additional time could be used for reading scientific journals, conducting experiments, or practicing complex mathematical equations. By consistently adding an hour of focused learning each school night, I would be better equipped to excel in my academic pursuits and develop a deeper understanding of the world around me.
Boo.
While having $1 million in the bank may seem enticing, I believe that the true value lies in investing in my education and cognitive development. Dude, you could pay for
fucking
school.
Do you know how much fucking college is? You should know.
Back in his time.
Yeah, still, though.
Oh, he probably got full rides, yeah, but still, right. Dude, like, living finances.
Yeah. Especially in this economy. Yeah.
And you're a fucking child. This kid's gonna go to college when he's, like, what, 16?
Yeah.
That's like fucking Carson.
Yeah.
If you know, you know. Shout out to Carson, dude. That guy was so fucking talented.
Money can be spent or lost, but knowledge and skills gained through dedicated study can never be taken away. Likewise, an extra 3 hours on each weekend day, sounds appealing for relaxation and recreation. However, I believe that benefits of extended study time during the school week far outweigh the potential leisure activities that could be enjoyed on the weekends. The intellectual stimulation and growth that come from studying diligently each night would ultimately lead to greater personal satisfaction and fulfillment in the long run. This discourse is rather enjoyable, Leonard. Thank you for bringing it to my attention. And feel free to continue on your end with the final 6 questions of the issue, or beginning questions of next month's issue, if your sister or mother throws away the issue after use. Here's a joke for you. Why did the ballistic coefficient go to therapy? Because an issue was... Oh God. Sorry, let me start this over. Why did the... I want to do it justice.
Yeah, yeah.
For what I'm seeing. Why did the ballistic coefficient... God, Jesus. Why did the ballistic coefficient go to therapy? Because it had issues with its drag coefficient. Bazinga! God, I can't...
Very good.
Chapter 6, and we just now are saying bazinga. 3 of 5 unreal. You've been holding down.
They were saving it for the right moment.
They really were.
I wanted to introduce you to a transition in our discussions from lighthearted topics to a more serious matter. It appears that my mother has decided it would be beneficial for me to see a therapist. His name is... Help me with this, Gustav. Gooch?
Yeah, Gooch. Yeah.
Gooch?
Yeah. I think you could write the OE almost like a German umlaut. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, Gooch. Yeah. Dr. Gooch.
Okay. Okay, we're doing that.
Yeah.
His name is Dr. Gooch. And he has a deep understanding of my fear of germs, known as misophobia, and the reasons behind my aversion to shaking hands. While I typically do not allow people to touch my hand, I do make exceptions when I am experiencing high levels of anxiety, or a panic attack. In those situations, I trust that the person touching my hand will be able to provide me with the grounding I need to calm down. Only 4 individuals have been able to successfully help me through these episodes. My mother, Maymal, my sister Missy, and my friend Tam. I thought it was important to share this information with you so that you could better understand my current situation. I was overjoyed to discover that my therapist has a collection of comics on his shelf. During our latest session, he took notes in his notebook while I immersed myself in reading X-Men comics for the entire hour. I couldn't help but ponder whether he was observing my intellect or my preference for comic books. Perhaps he was simply completing his homework. He confided in me a secret, which I can't resist sharing with you.
Doctor patient for confidentiality, bud. What are you?
Yeah, fucking HIPAA violation.
Yeah.
Which I can't resist sharing with you, as our paths may never cross in person. Okay.
Just wait, bro.
give it a few years.
Yeah.
That he has recently returned to university to pursue a master's in intermediate child sociology.
Aside from my therapist's office, I can also find comics in the basement of our school library and down the street from Dr. Gooch's office at Tam's favorite comic book store. Sheldon sighs as he reaches where he left off 3 days ago. He glances at the door that connects to the house, noticing its thin wall. From there, he can hear Missy talking about the gun range. Ugh.
God damn.
And Georgie...
Hell yeah. Yeah. Ow.
Oh, hell yeah, brother. Don't you dare take away my gun. Sorry.
Hey, at least she's at the gun range. You know, it's like dedicated space.
I hated that
know?
As soon as it came out of my body.
Yeah.
And Georgie complaining about Sheldon's bathroom schedule. Shaking his head, he picks up a discarded pen, changing the date to the 30th. Oh, yeah. And sits on his conductor stool to schedule... What? Sorry. And sits on his conductor stool to continue his letter. In our last conversation, we discussed leaving our respective states once we graduate from high school. While I'm not relocating, I am excited to visit Cape Canaveral this weekend with my father and brother to witness the space shuttle launch. Personally, I hope to slip away and board the shuttle without anyone's notice, so I can finally escape this ridiculous planet.
So real for that.
My... True. Was that a siren?
Yeah, sorry. I'll wait for it to go by.
No,
it's like a fire... I live down the street from a fucking fire station, so...
That's fine, dude. You can't help it. I'll wait.
I'll wait.
I'll wait.
Okay, it's getting quieter.
I don't give a fuck. Okay. We can't have dead air,
yeah,
Gustav.
Should be okay now.
Please. Okay. My advice to you about your bullies is to find a strategy to gain an advantage over them. In Gustav's case, offering tutoring in a subject he struggles with in exchange for protection could be effective. In other news, Maymall has opted for my advice regarding sports bets. As my statistics skills have garnered me a place on the football team as a statistician. This is such an easy... Okay, I was saying it right. Statistician.
Statistician.
Statistician. God, I swear to God. I promise I have a degree. I can read. She has realized that my skill can be help... Jesus Christ.
Can be helped.
She has realized that... It can be helped. She has realized that my skill can help her win money in a more legal way than the illegal underground casino adventures she doesn't want anyone to know she frequents. Dude, you're... If the police find this, you're fucked, dude. Meemaw, you can kiss your Meemaw goodbye.
Your ass going to jail.
Hey, God bless.
Your crotchety old ass, you're going to fucking jail.
Oh, you should have quit while you were ahead.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
Can't win them all.
Cut that. You know, God bless. Balancing football games, Meemaw's bets, and social events with Tam and Missy have left me feeling drained. I don't want to disappoint anyone, but I'm concerned about falling asleep in class or failing a class. Cut to Leonard. Leonard's eyes widen as he reads about Cape Canaveral. If it had him in such short notice, he might have asked his dad to drive him. As it is, watched the launch on a... They could have met, dude.
Yeah.
We would have been losing our fucking minds.
I'd be like, oh my god. Yeah.
As it is, he watched the launch on the living room television with his mom. He'd been silent throughout, but it was the most they'd spent time... Most they'd spent quality time with each other in a long time. He then wonders if he could convince someone to sneak into the principal's office to check on the permanent records. Or even better, convince someone to make a distraction while Leonard's in the nurse's room for his daily... Turbutalin?
I think so,
Turbutalin.
Yeah.
What is that? Turbutalin?
I don't know that drug. Let me see. Turbutalin.
Pregnancy?
No, it's for asthma.
Oh, asthma.
Yeah.
Asthma. We should know this. We know the lore. Come on.
I thought it might have been, but I was like, I don't know. Maybe it's for something else. Some undisclosed medical issue that he hadn't said anything about. I don't know.
HIPAA.
Yeah.
The principal's office is just down the hall. Shaking his head, he continues reading. In other news, Maymall has opted for my advice regarding sports bets. My statistics skills have garnered me a place on the...
Wait, we read this. Failing class. Okay. I recently had the opportunity.
Oh, no, it just repeated.
Yeah.
Wait, did I like black out?
No. It repeated. They accidentally repeated the last paragraph.
I got so scared for a minute. Okay, it's no. Hey, no worries, 305 Unreal. I recently had the opportunity to meet NASA engineer Dr. Ronald Hodges in my biology class. Unfortunately, he did not take my idea about VTVL technology seriously. Determined to prove him wrong, I attempted to do the calculations myself, but I quickly realized I needed a computer to do so. With the reluctant help of Georgie, who drove me to the local library on days we weren't needed for football, I was able to access a computer and continue my work. He spent his time with the library's receptionist's daughter. However, my time at the library was limited as my mom would call to have us return home each night, even though we had another hour before closing time. Did she call the library and have them
kick
tell
them, out.
Them
yeah.
to leave?
Get the fuck out of here.
Or she's that fucking loud.
He just yells down the street, Sheldon,
maybe
dinner!
They have walkie-talkies.
She rings the dinner bell. Ding-a-ling-a-ling!
Run! This caused me a great deal of frustration, especially when I discovered that I couldn't continue my calculations at home since we don't have a computer. The stress of the situation even gave me an ulcer. Mom
Damn,
took me
bro,
to the hospital.
You're like 11.
Jesus. The mom took me to the hospital, and I took the opportunity to use my doctor's computer and internet access to complete my calculations. Dude, right on, man. When you got...
Anything to fucking... Yeah, anything to do the calculations, man. Desperate.
Hey, science never sleeps. I was able to send my results to NASA. Slow. As I awaited my response, Maymol and Dad's disdain for one another grew to extremes after Maymol refused to give him her infamous brisket recipe. He tried to sneak into her house and steal it, but she left behind a fake recipe that he wasted over 14 hours trying to cook it. This caused tensions to rise, and when Mom took Maymol's side, we feared a divorce was incoming.
Oh no.
Missy took to playing with my trains when she saw how calm I was projecting. As she made train noises, I suddenly had a recollection of when I was 23 months old. This fucking... Okay. Georgie was having difficulties with potty training, so Meemaw called him Mr. Soggy Pants. I would fucking end it all if somebody... gave me the nickname Mr.
He's
Soggy
like,
Pants.
No! You're like that wolf tearing his shirt off. No!
Mr. Soggy Pants. God bless. Sorry. I have to yawn. Behind the scenes. Meemaw gave nicknames to me and Missy as well, though we were nicknamed as snack foods. I was Moon Pie, and she was Tater Skin.
Tater Skin.
Slay. On Valentine's Day 1982, Mom and Dad went to a dollar theater to see Cannonball Run, leaving Meemaw to watch over us kids. She was spoon-feeding me a mash of her infamous brisket.
I don't think that's safe.
Okay, well, for maybe that's why I got so smart. And not realizing I was paying attention, told me her recipe. Oh, shit.
He fucking memorized it. He was like, yeah, copy-paste.
Well... 1 tablespoon of cumin, 1 cup of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of smoked paprika, 3 tablespoons of dried mustard, 1 cup of Lone Star beer, and 425-pound brisket. The directions are as it follows. 1. Preheat the oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. What is that Celsius?
Like 150-ish, I think.
Okay. 2. Mix together the cumin, brown sugar, smoked paprika, and dried mustard to create a dry rub. 3. Rub the dry seasoning mixture all over the brisket, making sure it coats it evenly on all sides. 4. Put the seasoned brisket in a roasting pan and pour the Lone Star beer over the top.
Hell yeah!
5. Cover the roasting pan with aluminum foil and bake in preheated oven for about 4 hours, or until the brisket is tender and easily pulls apart with a fork. 6. Remove the foil and broil the brisket for an additional 5 to 10 minutes to caramelize the top. 7. Let the brisket rest for a few minutes before slicing and serving hot. We should try that.
I bet it sounds like a fox, dude.
It does. Is that a 305 Unreal Original? Question mark? Maybe we'll find out. As I neglected to complete divulging the instructions to my family, I have opted to relay them to you. Upon authorization from Maymal, you are authorized to experiment with the recipe. The interpersonal dynamics remain somewhat tense, but Maymal has started sharing different recipes. Mom and Dadare.
Oh, yeah.
Mom and Dad are...
I was like, is that a nickname?
I was like, who's this new character? We don't know. Mom and Dad are no longer at risk of marital dissolution. Regrettably, there was still no response from NASA after a week. My emotional state deteriorated as I watched The Flintstones with Missy. As this was such a departure from my unusual behavior, Dad drove the family to the Johnson Space Center and insisted that Hodges consider my proposal. I presented my detailed calculations on VTVL technology to Hodges. He acknowledged the validity of the theory, but stated that NASA does not currently possess the necessary technical expertise to implement it. Therefore, I have concluded that I am once again ahead of my time.
Not again.
I know, honestly, keep losing. I've also decided to look into studying theoretical physics when I have free time.
Nerd.
Your science experiment... Okay.
Be kind. He really does. We were just dunking on him for wanting the extra hour of study time. He really does
He needs it
to study that theoretical physics.
Hey, I just would like to restate in a previous chapter that Gustav was the bully and Kat Arena was the kind neighborhood fellow. Though I think they're in Leonard's timeline, not Sheldon's.
They live in Jersey.
But just so you know,
okay,
separate art from the co-host. Okay. There's no relation, nothing confirmed. Okay. Your science experiment fascinates me, and it sounds quite intriguing. It appears that you have taken up methodical approach to studying these algae species under different conditions. I have several questions and theories to propose regarding your experiment.
Hard one.
Hooked on phonics on that one. Have you considered the potential effects of different nutrient levels on the growth of the algae? Additionally, could the presence of other microorganisms in the water impact the algae's growth? Furthermore, it may be worth investigating the specific wavelengths of sunlight that each type of algae responds to best, as this could have a significant impact on their growth rates. I look forward to hearing more about your findings and conclusions from this experiment. If I were at the fair, I would not tease you or your accomplishment.
Word.
Yeah, definitely. We wouldn't do that either. I followed your suggestion and paid a visit to my neighbor after my studies last week. I dressed in my science blues and equipped myself with a trusty tricorder to gather information on his chickens through careful observation and logical deduction. To my surprise, I discovered a surprising connection with my former tormentor, Billy, through our shared interest in the poultry. Despite having visited only twice since then, I'm beginning to feel more at ease around the chickens, and Billy seems to be behaving in a more civil manner. I have begun to wonder if Billy has any friends in his grade, and I am considering seeking advice from my sister on the matter. Furthermore, I am open to receiving photos of your neighbor's cat, Robin Gale, if you happen to capture any during your time there. As one who finds the rituals of domesticated feline species intriguing, comparative analysis of...
You remember that fucking... that whole paragraph he wrote about cats? The benefits of cats?
Oh my god. Yeah.
Bro was yapping about that shit. Yeah.
I know. Made me sick. Because I'm allergic. Comparative analysis of Robin Gale's behaviors and traits with a tabby could offer insights. I must express my disapproval of the nickname you have given me. As the sole statistician. Let me try it.
All right.
Statistician.
Yep.
As the sole stats man for Medford High's football team, I am not a player and do not partake in the game itself. While I possess knowledge of the technical aspects of strategies of football, I do not find enjoyment in participating in athletic activities. Hence, I kindly request that you refrain from addressing me with sports-related monikers. I regret that our schedules do not align for online interactions via the chess program's communications network at this time. However, I anticipate my presence on the chess platform will resume in November once my current projects have been satisphorically. Listen.
You know, I can't. Listen. I'm not bullying you if you're just bringing it on yourself.
What do you mean? Listen. I was taking a breath, dude.
Sure.
After rocking that word, I just. what's my current projects here have been satisfactorily completed.
Very good.
Good enough for you?
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of projects, I wish to inform you that the completion of my calculations assistance provided to NASA.
No, you got it. That was right.
Okay, I'm going to reread that. Sorry, guys. Speaking of projects, I wish to inform you that with the completion of my calculations assistance provided to NASA, I've decided to construct a robotic combat device as a personal intellectual exercise. Taking into account your previous input, I have settled on the Appalachian train track annihilator for the BattleBot I'm designing. Dude, the end is in sight.
Come on.
Up.
You can do it. Final stretch. Last spurt. Let's go.
The conceptual design involves adaptive metal plating and a weaponized grasping arm capable of disassembling opposing machines piece by piece. Yeah. Aside from the purpose of actual physical confrontation, this is engaging as a puzzle to solve regarding the theoretical application of advanced technology. Please send word of any notable observations from your surroundings in New Jersey. Pretty good. I await our next stationary encounter. Peace and prosperity, Sheldon L. Cooper. Do you think the L stands for Leonard?
I think it might stand for loser.
Oh, shit. Dude, don't let him hear you. Leonard sighs in amazement as he completes the letter. He had been thinking that his long-distance friend had ghosted him, but it turns out his friend had just had a very chaotic last half of the month. He throws himself on his bed, wondering what he could possibly put in his next letter. His life is nowhere near as exciting. As Boots hops onto his bed, snuggling against his chest, Leonard breathes in the hypoallergenic fur and decides he can think about it later. Applause!
Yay! Alright.
Okay, we have a few comments. Alexa Delta commented, Shelly had a month.
True.
Fia 055. This is definitely one of my top favorite continuous fix. This is everything. And do you know what's the best thing about this? My favorite author, not only in this fandom, but in almost all TV fix series. I am so happy it updated. I was waiting and holding my breath for this. I agree, Fia. Do you?
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize you were waiting for me to reply. Yeah.
Okay, you're fine. random_person_in_person_2_many_fandoms. This story is
more like
so
too
unique.
Many underscores.
Hey, word. This story is so unique, I love it. And then random plot bunny. These two are so adorable. Black heart emoji, smiley face emoji, black heart emoji. All right, word. Shall we leave a comment?
Yes, we shall.
Okay. Dear 305, unreal. What was the thing?
As the quiz and then the...
Oh, God, yeah.
it was the extra time on the weekday. That's what we were laughing about.
I'm gonna say Sheldon totally would pick the extra hour in the weekday. What else should we say?
We should say that we agreed on the $1 million.
Oh, we both agreed that the million big ones.
Yeah.
was the
clear only. Choice. Yeah.
Clear was the clear choice. Yeah, was the clear choice. Keep up the good work.
Looking forward to Leonard's response.
Peace and love. Yeah. Peace and love, Kat and Gustav. Okay, so we wrote, "Dear 305 and Real, Sheldon totally would pick the extra hour on the weekday. We both agreed that the million big ones was the clear choice. Keep up the good work. Peace and love, Kat and Gustav."
I just say clear winner instead of clear choice.
Oh, shit, I can edit it. Okay, I got it. Hold on. Was the clear winner? Winner.
There we go.
Oh, thank God. Shit, it says we edited it.
It's okay.
Fuck, they're gonna think we're phonies. Okay, it's
fine. It's fine.
Well, I mean, another great fucking chapter, dude.
Another 10 out of 10 banger.
Little 305 Unreal never ceases to amaze me.
Their writing skills, I would say, are unreal.
He said the thing.
Roll credit.
Roll credit. Well, yeah, that was pretty good.
All right, thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Write us an email,
fixandgiggles@gmail.com, and follow us on social media at at fixandgiggles on Instagram and TikTok.
Oh my God, you got it right.
I didn't even have to ask this time. Yay.
You didn't even have to ask. Yes. Oh my God. Guzzo, I'm so proud of you. This is growth.
Finally, I did it.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Cue applause.
Cue applause. Yay. Woo. Okay, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.